The Gemara in Chagiga, you didn't prepare that. The Gemara in Chagiga on Ham and Beis relates how Rav Idi would spend 3 months on the road and one day in the Beis Medrash. And the Olam would call him Barbi Rav Dechad Yomo. He's the Avrich, the one day Avrich. Cholesh Daite, so he felt bad. So the Marsha says, why did he spend 3 months on the road? Because he was busy with Parnaso. He was a businessman and he had to travel to make Parnaso. So even though I'm sure that he learned every day, he wasn't able to spend the entire day in the Beis Medrash, except once every 3 months. And when he had that opportunity, he took it. And he learned for the entire day in the Beis Medrash. So they called him Bar Berav Dechad Yomo. Cholesh Daite, he felt bad. So Rabbi Yochanan darshined to make him feel better. He says that the Pasuk says, Oisi Yoim Yoim Yidroishim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Klal Yisrael seeks me out Yoim Yoim. Each and every day they seek me out. So, says Rabbi Yochanan, Chibi Yoim Darshan Eisoy, Balayla Yin Darshan Eisoy. Only Darsh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bayoim and Abalayla. Ela, the extra Yoim is coming to tell me that it's not just by the days as opposed to the nights. No, it's even one day, the extra Yoim tells me, it's Ki'ilu as if Kola Oisik Batera Filu Yoim Echad Bashono, Maidala Vakosav Ki'ilu Osak Batera Kola Shana Kulay. Somebody that doesn't have the ability to come in, he's busy with Parnaso, but when he has that one day, he comes and sits and learns in the Beis Medrash, Maidala Vakosav Ki'ilu Osak Batera Kola Shana Kulay. I think that exactly reflects on the Bnei Aliyah that came now. They have the opportunity, they have the 1 week a year, they're not able to spend the entire week, every single week in the Beis Medrash. But when you have that opportunity, and you take that opportunity, and you run home to the Mir, Rezen and Shernahim, we're home to the Mir in the Beis Medrash, since that reflects on the entire year. And the schus that you have is not just the schus of the entire year. There's an extra added schus, I think, now, especially with the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael, which everybody knows the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael is not a simple situation at all. And every drop of Torah, every word of Torah, and certainly when you have hundreds of people coming from America to spend an entire week learning a full day in the Mir, is a tremendous schus. And the Torah Magnu Matzla that's created by such a outpouring of Limud HaTorah cannot be comprehended. And here in Eretz Yisrael, you get to see. Unfortunately, sometimes during Bein Hazman, when there's not as much Torah, the Rishiva Shlita points out very often that unfortunately that we don't have as much Torah Magno Matzla. Here you mamish see it, kefi the amount of Torah, very often. And the Mir has stepped up to the plate, and since the war started, the Mir started the Zman earlier and ended the Zman later with all the Zmanim. And certainly every bit of Torah is tremendous. I just had a thought yesterday. I was waiting for the Mir bus, and the bus that pulled up was not the regular driver that took us. And I saw on the sign, the electric sign of the bus said, Bisherut Tzahal. It's in the service of the Tzva Haganah Yisrael. And I thought to myself, they finally got it right. That's us. Bisherut Tzva Haganah Yisrael. They're here, they're serving the people that are protecting Klal Yisrael. And this week we called up the reservists from America, and they came in droves of the hundreds. So the schus is tremendous, and in the schus Be'ezer Hashem of you being goyle l'makom Torah, from leaving your houses and being goyle l'makom Torah, to be a schus for all of the tens of thousands of Yidden here on Eretz Yisrael, in the north and in the south and in other places, and the people that are fighting, that they should be able to come home, back to their homes, safely, quickly, bekarev, and we should be zoicha to the ultimate gula of v'hoshiv Yisrael and Avein. We're Mir Tashem go through the sugya of Yain Mevoshul and Mechalei Shabbos and pasteurization, Ukadema. We'll start from the sugya Mir Tashem, go to the Rishonim, work to the Shulchan Aruch, and then apply it in the practical applications. I will try to be Mesiaches to the questions that we put out and answer them as we go along. The Gemara says, it's the Mishnah on Chof Tes. It's on page Mem Vav. The Mishnah on Chavtas Amar Bey says, Eilu dvarim shalevi dikechovim asurim veasurim iser hanoch. Hayayin v'achomit shalevi dikechovim shalevi mitchalas hayayin. These are the foods that are owned by goyim that are aser, and the iser is not just to eat them or to drink them. The iser is also iser ano. Amongst them are wine and wine vinegar. Vinegar that's aruf as wine is also aser b'hano. The Gemara says, what's the reason why? Yain min olam. Jumping down to the Gemara, Yain min olam. Omer Rabba bar Avu, Omer Kro, Asher chelev zevechema yechelu, yishtu yein nesichom. Ma zevech aser b'hano, af yain ami aser b'hano. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Hazinu that equates as makish the zevach to avoid zara, actual carbon to avoid zara, which we know is aser b'hano, as the Gemara says b'hemshech, is aser b'hano, to pouring the wine for avoid zara. Yishtu yein nesichom. They eat the fats of the carbon. Yishtu, they drink the yain asichem, the wine which is poured for the nesach before the avodah zara. So we equate the eating of the carbon to the shtia of the yain nesach, and whatever din the carbon has, that's what's going to be the din of the yain nesach. Just like the carbon is aser b'ano, so to the yain is going to be aser b'ano. Rashi points out, af yain aser, mishin es nasach levi kechavim. We're talking about yain that was actually poured in front of avodah zara. That's aser b'ano. Now, how does this stem with what the Olam saw yesterday? It's actually on page Yud over here. But the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav that says that the reason they were geizer shmona lupita mishum yeinom v'yeinom mishum b'nai seim. Chazal were geizer, it's not an iser d'oraisa, it's not a pasuk. Chazal were geizer chashash that we shouldn't intermarry and assimilate with the goyim. So, is it also midaraisa, also midarabana? So, as the Rishonim point out, that it depends what wine we're talking about. Wine which is poured for Avodah Zarah, like Rashi says, that's certainly also midaraisa. Wine of a guy that we don't know that was poured for Avodah Zarah, Stam Yenom, what we call, that's going to be Aser Midarabanan. Why did they Aser Midarabanan? They Aser it Mishum B'nai Sein because it's a chashash that even if they didn't pour it, we don't want to miss intermarriage. And actually the Gemara says in Daf Nun Testament base that Goy Shenisech Yainer Shel Yisrael is also Aser. It's really a third type of wine that's not wine that's owned by a guy. Wine that's owned by a Yid is also Aser if a guy pours it. What's included in pouring exactly? That's the fourth day. That's Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem. But also, so we have, just to be misakim, before we get to the actual details in the halacha, there's three different halakim to the Isser of Yain Nesech. The first one is the Isser Daraisa, which is Aser Bahanomi Daraisa, that we learn at the Pasek in Hazinu. That's wine that was of a goy that was poured for Avodah Zarah. The second one is Aser Midarabanan. There were goyzer, exeir, derabanan, even if you don't know for sure that it was poured for Avodah Zarah. The very fact that a guy owns it, that's enough reason to aser it, and it's aser bahano as well. Mishum b'nei seim. Because we're scared that they're going to be intermarriage. The third one is aser because of a yid's wine that's poured by a guy, is also aser. Not clear why. Is it have to do with yayin nesech? Is it have to do with b'nei seim? That's a machlekes in the Pesachim. Going down to the bottom of the Gemara, six lines in the bottom, Omer Rabbi Loi, Shaninu, Yain mevushul shaloyv dekechovim shemit chilasa yain aser yain of a guy that became mevushul, it was cooked after it was in the possession of a guy, still is aser. In other words, the fact that it was cooked does not take off the iser. Says the Gemara Pshita, of course not. Mishum deivshul pakalei isuro. If it was already aser, now you cooked, it's not going to be mafki the iser once it's already aser. Agav, from here we see that wine once it's already aser. And the price can understand that the same is going to apply even to Yid's Yain that became Aser from a guy. Once it's already Aser, you cannot be Mefkiya the Iser. So therefore, if you have a 200 bottle of wine that you left with a guy and it's in the fridge, and now you want to use it to cook your roast because just cook it afterwards and it'll be Mutter, you cannot do that. That's not going to help you to be Mefkiya the Iser. Certainly, that's not going to help. Continues the Gemara and says, Enochanami, Omer Ravashi, Ha'asal Ashminon Yain Mevoshel Shalonu, no, the chiddush of Rabbi Loi was to tell us that yain mevushel of a yid, if the wine didn't start out by a guy, started out by a yid, and then it was cooked, and then it ended up in the hands of a guy, then it's going to be mutter. How did it end up? Either you gave it to him, or you mafkid it by him. Rashi points out that you mafkid by him. Why is it mutter? Ain tzarich choisim b'sei choisim. You don't have to have a double seal. Im yishum tzmashma, one seal you do need. If you're worried that maybe the guy is going to be menasek, he's going to pour the wine for avodah zarah, you're not be worried. Since it's mevushel, you don't have to be worried about that. Maybe you're worried that he's going to switch your wine for his wine. His wine is inferior, and he's going to switch your wine for his wine. No, you don't have to be worried about that. Since you at least you have one seal on it, he's not going to go through the pains and the effort of breaking the seal to switch the wine and then putting a new seal, because that's already too much of an effort. So we are in that's mevoshel. There's no kshash whatsoever. If it was a yid wine that was cooked in the yid's possession and then given to a guy, there's nothing to worry about. Rashi says, Ho'asal Hashmin, in the bottom Rashi, Taima Darvi Kechavim Bishli. The only reason it's problematic is if the guy cooks his own wine. Ho'bishli Yisrael Beheter Sulei Mitzurbano. However, if a yid cooks it, then after it's cooked and you give it to a guy, it's not going to be Asr Bahano. It's not going to be Asr Bahano. And it's not going to be Asr Bahano, but you're not going to be able to drink it? It's not Asr at all, her. Rashi says, no, it's not Asr Bahano. Mashma from Rashi, that it's Asr B'shtil, it's just not Asr Bahano. Rashi continues, he says, why is it Mutter Bahano? Because Goyim don't use Yayin Revoshul to be Menasech. So there's no kshash that they're going to be Menasech. However, if you look at the Gemara, Behemshech on Daf Lamed, which is halfway down the Amid, Shmuel v'Avlet, Shmuel was sitting together with another guy, Avlet, Aviyasvi, they were sitting together, Aisilukamayo Chamra Mavashlo, and they put down wine that was cooked. Mashchele Yodi. Avlet, the guy, knew a little bit, and he pulled back his hand. He didn't want to touch it, because if he touches it, he's going to answer it. Amr le Shmuel, Harei Amr Yayin Mavoshel, Yayin Mishum Yayin Esach. Shmuel said, don't worry about it. Yayin Mavoshel, it's Yayin Mavoshel, and you don't have to worry about Yayin Esach. Rashi points out, Avlet, Ovi Kechavim Hoya, Mashchei Avlet Liyodei Shlo Yiga Boi V'yasranu, and Shmuel said back, Harei Amru, V'shamina Mehocho, Da'af B'shtiyah Mutter. Rashi says, we see from here that Yayin Mavoshel is Mutter Afilu B'shtiyah. On Chofta, someone basically tells us that it's only Mutter Bahano, but it's also Mashma that it's also B'shtiyah. And here it tells us, it's Mefurish, that it's Mutter B'shtiyah. L'chora, Astira Mefuresh is between Rashi, the beginning of the Sugya, and the Sugya. And it's Muchach that it's Mutter Bahano, from the Hemshech also, Mutter B'shtiyah. If you go down to the bottom, three quarters of the way down, Omar Rava Hilchasa, Yayin Mazig Yeshbo Mishum Gilav Yeshbo Mishum Yayin Esech. Wine that's diluted still has a problem of Giloy. If you left it uncovered, it's going to become Aser. Yesh Mishum Yayin Esech. Yayin Mevushul, Ein Boi Mishum Giloy, Vein Mishum Yayin Esech. This is the way that Rava Paskins, Hilchasa, this is how we Paskin. Yayin Mevushul does not have a problem of Giloy and not a problem of Yayin Esech. Tosis points out, Yayin Mevushul, Ein Boi Mishum Yayin Esech, Kein Halacho. That's how we Paskin Halacho. Mutter B'magoy B'kechom, even V'goy touches it. Midas Shosel, Shmuel V'Avlit. From the fact that Shmuel and Avlit drank it together, Vice says, it's Mutter B'shtiyo, says Tosis. It has to be that it's mutter b'shtiyah. So it's mefurish that lahalach we paskin yayin mevushel is mutter afil b'shtiyah. What's pshat on Rashi that says that it's only mutter b'hano, which is mashma that's also b'shtiyah. Agav, I was speaking to one of the mashgichim from the Eidah Haredis, and I wanted to know what their shitas are with regard to yayin mevushel. So he threw. I said, do you have any interesting scenarios? Like maybe you could let me in on some stories I could share. So he says one time they walked into the Yekev in the morning, into the winery in the morning, and they found that the wine was uncovered. He says, the problem with Gilui. They spilled out thousands of liters of wine because of Gilui. Even though we're not Machmer and Letzim on Gilui, he didn't explain why. Even though we're not Machmer and Gilui Betzim. However, for Kiddush wine, for Kiddush, we are Machmed. Shulchan Aruch Pasans, that we are Machmed for Gilui. And they spilled out thousands of, had it been Mevushul, they would have taken care of that issue as well. One more thing which is actually interesting from this story before we go on, is the Mashmoyis is that if Avlet hadn't pulled back his hand, Shmuel wouldn't have said anything. Avlet pulled back his hand, Shmuel says, don't worry, it's Yayin Mevushel. And if he hadn't pulled back his hand and started drinking, then it would be fine. He wouldn't have said anything. He knew it was Mevushel. Shmuel knew it was Mevushel. He knew it was no problem. Avlet didn't know that it was Mevushel. The Mashmoyis is that Avlet, even though Avlet didn't know that it's Mevushel, nevertheless, it's not a problem. Now, there are Paiskim Shlomo Zalman, if they saw the Tshuva, whether they did or didn't, Shlomo Zalman brings down the Derech HaTshuva that says that the guy has to know that it's Mevushel. If the whole reason is that a guy is not going to be Menasech wine, which is Mevushel, he's got to know that it's Mevushel. If he doesn't know it's Mevushel, it's going to work. L'chura, the Kenyan Torah brings this as a raya. Rav Yosef Danz with regard if you have such a raya. The Kenyan Torah brings a raya that the guy doesn't have to know. The Maisa, certainly that is the way that we paskin. Rav, Minin, and Binin of the Paiskim hold that he doesn't have to know. And Pukhazi Me'amad Dabar, you will not find a wine anywhere, probably in the world, that says on it, cooked. If you write cooked on your wine, you won't send obam. It all says mevushel in Hebrew or mevushel in English, but it doesn't say cooked. The guy has no idea that it's cooked. And certainly that it's mutter, the guy does not have to know. That's one of the other questions which is mentioned here.
It'll say pasteurized.
It might say that it's pasteurized, but then it's also pasteurized. Lav dafka takes down. We'll get to pasteurized in a minute. Excellent. The truth is that maybe it's a very good point being made, because pasteurized might do the same thing as bishul. We'll see very shortly in Mitzvah. Why is yain mevushel? Maybe you can answer this theory that we have in Rashi. Is it mutter b'hano? Is it only mutter b'hano, but it's also b'shtiyah, or it's even mutter b'shtiyah? If we can understand why yain mevushel is mutter. So why is yain mevushel mutter? Why is there no gzeiro by yain mevushel? So it's a machlekes rishonim. Though on page Nun Gimel over here, the Rashba brings down. It's on the second column of the Rashba. V'yayin mevushul, haynu taimo, mishum she'ein taimo yayin, v'ein shmo yayin, tzam, l'fikat le'gozbran. Says the Rashba, the reason why yayin mevushul is not a problem is because it doesn't taste like wine, and it's not called wine, so it's not wine. It's not wine. For all intents and purposes, it's grape juice. It's apple juice. Apple juice is not a problem. They weren't grapes on apple juice. It's something which doesn't taste like wine. It's something that doesn't, it's not called wine, regular wine, doesn't have it in a wine, and therefore, there weren't grapes on that. It's not clear if he's telling me just the reason why there's no problem of Bnei Seim, or saying Bechlal, there's no problem. Because on the side, if you look on the side, in the Bayis HaKotzer, he says, all the way on the right side, Yain mevushel shalonu, shenoga bay ha'ivi kechavim, ein bay mishum yain esech, she'ein menasech ha'nesai. They're not menasech. The reason why it doesn't have a problem with yain esech is because they don't pour it for Avodah Zarah, which is what we saw in Rashi. And on the other side, he says the reason is because it doesn't taste like wine Bechlal. So it could be that he's being misyaches, as we'll see in a second, to even if they're not menasek la'avodah zarah, you still have a problem with Bnei Seim. On that he's saying, you don't have to worry about Bnei Seim, because this is not wine. This is not wine, they weren't gezer. On apple juice, they were never gezer. So Lamaisa, the Rashba, the reason he says the reason why it's not a problem is because it doesn't taste like wine, and it's not called wine, therefore there's no problem. Once it already became, you're absolutely right, but once it's ready also, it's awesome. Once they asserted it, it's ready also, it's not going to be mafkia the shame answer. What's that?
If you cook the wine.
It's something which is nechel k'may shu'chai, so l'chara al tz'bishol akum, we wouldn't be worried about that so much, but in a chanami, we would have the other issues, it would still be asser, like you're saying.
Do you understand the problem that you're going to be drinking alcoholic beverages with them?
Well, we know that there were not gezer on all alcoholic beverages. I don't want to get into it. There is a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman Kuf Yudal, that says even things which are not aser al tiyayin, like sheikher and other types of things, theoretically, it depends what type of sheikher, you're not supposed to drink together with a guy in a party. That's lav dafka. That's even if it's yayin mevushel, you shouldn't go to a chasna that a guy is making and drink, I mean, kriveya to drink wine. So even if you have yayin mevushel, there's always going to be an issue. But lamaisa, the gzeira that Chazal made was only going to get to yayin and not with all other hard drinks. That's the Rashba. We saw in Rashi. Rashi says the reason is because they're not menasechet. And that's with the Ran. The Ran is over here on page Memches. It's on the bottom left. Right after the bold, he says, V'yisur d'yayin anisuch asmachu. They based the gzera of yayin stam yenom on the gzera of nechshash of nisuch. K'moy shefarash b'gemar v'siyat ha'dishmayo. L'fikach kol she'ein lochash b'y l'nisuch lo yimetz mishum b'nei seyem. Says the Ran, the reason why there's no problem of Yayin Esach by Yayin Mevushel is because you're not going to be Menasechet. So even though theoretically it sounds like there would be a problem of Bnei Seim, because even though you're not going to be Menasechet, you're still going to drink together with the guy. But he says since they based it on the aret, on the din of Yayin Esach Midaraisa, anything which doesn't fall into the criteria of Yayin Esach Midaraisa is going to be Mutter. They weren't grazer on. So if it's not Shaykh Denisach HaGoy, will not be Menasach Le'ayin, you don't have to worry about it. It's Mutter. The Rush, which is the next page, in the next page on Nun, he brings this down. Three lines from the bottom, on the right side, he says, V'adavr tomua, kivan shagazru al yeinu mishum b'nei seim, v'chim mishum she'utichu le'shaykh ha'chzir. He asks the question that all the other Rishenu are betzim being misyachas to, and he asks, what's it going to help you that they're not menasechet? Very good that they're not menasechet. But if you're still going to drink it with the guy, you're going to come to assimilate, come to drink with him, and come to intermarriage. How does it help? V'yimishum d'la'abar nisechu, halayayin mozik nami la'abar nisechu, v'efshir lefisha mevushul eino matzik kolkach, umilsa d'le'ishricha le'gozabar rabbanu. He says, you're right. It's a problem. Bnei Seim is a problem. But the ma'isa yain mevushel is the most l'shchicha. A most l'shchicha because of rabbanon. Any gzeira of chazal is always only by the things which are shchiach. Things that are not shchiach don't fall under the gzeira of chazal. And memeil it's mutter. Kum dais we have machlekes rishonim as to why we have the iser, why we have the heter of yain mevushel. L'chura l'fidus we could say the Rashash points this out at them to answer this theorem, Rashi. He says Rashi that said that it's mutter bahano. Mashma that it's also Rishtiya, was talking about wine that's in a goy's possession, that's owned by a goy. Wine that's owned by a goy, in a chanami, you don't have a problem with nisuch if it's ready in his basho, like Rashi said, but you have a problem with neseim. So it's going to be also Rishtiya, 100%. However, the case of Shmuel and Avlet is talking about a yid's wine. A yid's wine. Shmuel was drinking the wine. It was in his house with the goy, with Avlet. A yid's wine that, in a chanami, you don't have a problem with neseim. They weren't goys of neseim. They were only goys of neseim when they get to a goy's wine. But if somebody's in a yid's house, there they weren't guys of the Bnei Seim. Memela, the only chash was Alts Nisuch. Alts Nisuch, if it's Mavushal, then there's no problem. So you don't have a problem with Mishum Nisuch, and therefore it's Mutar Bano. You don't have a problem with Mishum Bnei Seim, therefore it's Mutar Bishliya. So on Choftes Amad Beis, he says it's Asar Bano, because he's bothered by the question that all the Rishonim are bothered by. If it's Mavushal, so you don't have a problem with Nisuch, but you still have a problem with Bnei Seim. On that he's saying, you're right, you have a problem with Bnei Seim. It's only Mutar Bano, it's not Mutar Bishliya. However, on Lamed, by our wine, that's in a yid's possession, in a chanami. It's going to be mutar filu b'shniyo. So we have different timing, like we saw, as to why mevushel is mutar. La'alach la'maisa, we have the Shulchan Aruch on page Nun Tes. On page Nun Tes, the Mechaber says, Sif Gimel, Yain mevushel shelanu, as opposed to a goy, it's yain mevushel, like the Gemara said, Yain mevushel shelanu, shenaga boy agoy, mutar. It's mutar. Paskin, Rava Paskin did already. The Shulchan Aruch is Paskin it. The only thing that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell us is why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? He didn't give us the reason why it's mutter. So we know that it's mutter, we don't know why it's mutter. And there's a tremendous nafkamino why it's mutter, why would it be mutter? If the reason is because it's a milsad l'shchicha l'gazer barabanan, so what happens if it becomes shchiach and all the wine is cooked, all the grape juice is cooked, grape juice is the same din as wine for all intents and purposes, and what happens if it becomes shchiach? If the reason is they're not menasech, it doesn't make a difference. But if the reason is because it's not shchiach, then it's going to be shchiach. So the Minchas Yitzchok, that's in Siman Samach Aleph, which is quoted over here, Chelik Zayin Siman Samach Aleph, he says it doesn't make a difference. Even if it becomes shchiach and they start cooking all the wine, it doesn't make a difference. Because once it wasn't included in the Gzeirah of Chazal, then Memeila, it's mutter. It didn't come into the original Gzeirah. It doesn't make a difference. It happens 2,000 years later. Rabbi Yashiv, which is brought down over here in the Shuvas Yitzchok, it's actually in Kovitz Shuvas also in Chilak Aleph. He has two Shuvas about it. And he says, no way. He says it's going to be awesome. If you have wine that they start, wine or grape juice, that all the grape juice is starting to be, is going to be, that's Limkan Shchiach, that they cook it, then in time is going to be awesome. It wasn't included in the original Gezero. That, if Toilam saw yesterday, there's a taste of Nafnun Zayin. Taste of Nafnun Zayin says, he brings down a fabulous Chiddush, that many of the Rishonim wanted to say that Bizmanenu, which was 800 years ago, but it was already many, many years after the Gemara, that Bizmanehem, that Rav of the Goyim are not Oiv the Avoid the Zara, then there should be no problem of Yain Nesech to Aser Bahana. Still be Aser Bishtia, like the bottom of the Taisa says. But it's not going to be a problem of Aser Bahana. Frek Taisa is the obvious question. The Lechuro, it's on page Samach Tes here. Frek Taisa is the obvious question. How could you go ahead? It's about seven lines up. Im toimer, kiven the gozer al nisach evi kechovim, haveli dovish evi minin, tzorech min yonach ala atira. If Chazal were gozer on it, the only way you could be eker a gezer of Chazal is dafka if you have another bezdan which is as great as them to be eker. You can't just say, oh, bizmanenu, that they're not menasach yayin, then it's going to be mutter. Ain't kaza davar. Chazal asar did, it's asar. Taisa says no. Yesh loimar, delay gozer el al menaskin, vikiven the hashalai menaskin, levis kechovim, yesh litlo is lehetter. Says Tosfos, no, that wasn't the Gzira. This all fits into the Gzira. The Gzira lechatchila was only on people that are menasech. If you have goyim that are menasech, then it's not in the Gzira. Says Rav Yashiv, if you're telling me lekula, that it depends on, that's how we define the Gzira, then he says for sure lechuma, the same thing. Chazal weren't gezer on yayin mevushel. Why were they not gezer on yayin mevushel? It's not that they said yayin mevushel doesn't have a problem. Yayin mevushel is not a davar, which is shchiach. And Memela, automatically wasn't included in the Gzira. But in a chanami, if it becomes shchiach, then automatically it is considered in the Gzira. And maybe that's going to be awesome.
What's called touching the wine?
That, That's a great question, and it really depends. It's a big question exactly what you have to do. Is it just touching the bottle, or is it actually touching with your body parts? But I'm going to leave that for the person on Thursday, where he's going to deal with that extensively, I think. So says Rav Yashiv in Echanami, L'chura, if it becomes commonplace to cook wine, then you're going to have an issue. Now, is it commonplace to cook wine or not? So it really depends. What's considered cooking? Pasteurization certainly is common. Pasteurization of wine is not as common because you don't have to pasteurize wine because since it has fermented already by itself, then it doesn't have the same issue that grape juice has. But grape juice needs to be pasteurized. Somebody just told me this morning that he had left open a bottle of wine in his fridge for a few weeks, and he came back and didn't realize that it wasn't totally closed, and he found some white fermentation floating on the top, which is certainly what will happen if it's not pasteurized. Pasteurization helps it, that it retains its shelf life and it retains its life even after it's open, and it doesn't ferment because of the sugars that are inside. So once you pasteurize it and you bring it to a certain, you kill the germs and you kill the bacteria, which are problematic, you don't have that issue. So very many grape juices are pasteurized. How do they pasteurize? The way that they pasteurize nowadays is something that they call flash pasteurization, which means, they call it HTST, which means hot temperature, short time, which in extremely short time, they heat it up to the degree that they want, which is usually somewhere between 155 and 175 degrees, and then very quickly they cool it down. They have the wine passing through these pipes. The pipes are hot on one side, cold on the other side. As it passes through, it heats up and then immediately cools down within seconds. So they got it, they killed the germs, and they go weiter and they cool it down really quickly. So the question is this considered, this pasteurization, is this considered as something which is considered Yayin Mevushel, or is not considered Yayin Mevushel? So just to clarify, what is considered Yayin Mevushel? What's considered Yayin Mevushel is really Machlokes Rishonim. What do we have to get it up to? At what point is it considered Yayin Mevushel? So we know Yatzei Ledes Boy is, when it comes to Shabbos, always worried, 45 degrees Celsius, 110, 113 degrees Fahrenheit. That's because we're going to Chumrah. With Chumrah, we have to be worried already from that time, that's already considered Yatzei Ledes Boy. However, when we're Yatzei Ledes Boy is a kula, you need to get it up to Yatzei Ledes Boy. And once you got it to Yatzei Ledes Boy, then it's not going to have a problem. That Yatzei Ledes Boy is going to be much higher. Much higher, somewhere 165, 175 degrees Fahrenheit. That's going to be much higher. Now the question is, what is considered Yayin Mevushel Bechlal? To be considered, to know whether or not pasteurization is considered Yayin Mevushel. So that we have Machlokes Rishonim. The Rashba in the Teres HaBayis that we saw beforehand. So he says, it's on the right, it's on Nun Gimel, on the right side, in the right column. He quotes the Ga'inim, it's about 7-8 lines down in the dark. He says, the Rav quotes Rav Haigoin, Hachadiko Ga'inim Mishenim, Kibin Shiratiach Nasim Avoshul, Veimim Mishim Gilev, Le Mishim Yayin Nesach. He says, once you martiach it, once you boiled it, then it already doesn't have a din of Yayin, it has a din of Yayin Mevushel, doesn't have a din of Yayin Nesach. Then he quotes 3 lines down, Ramban Kosav Shenikor Mevushel Alidir Isicha, Ad Shiyas Mayim Mibidosai. Ramban says, no, it's got a cup, it's not enough to just bring it to a boil. You have to see that it got, we're not sure, see, it's got a lessened amount of wine. Now, a few lines down, he says, "Umistavra she'ein ze keneged kabbalas and shal goinim. She'efshir l'reticha b'lo yimiyat mido." Says the Rashba, probably the Ramban is not going against the goinim. The goinim says you just have to boil it. The Ramban says it has to go down. Says the Rashba, probably it's not a stira. Because any time that you bring it to a boil, then obviously it's going to lose, some of it is going to evaporate and it's going to go down. And then he ends off the bottom line over here. He says, "V'soyf davar kabbalasu shol ga'inim tachriyah shekabbalasim terhi." Even if it is a machlekes, we're going to go with the ga'inim that say resicha. So the Rashba says resicha, bring it to resicha, which the Gris Moshe says is yatzei ledes boy. That's the pashtus of what resicha is, yatzei ledes boy. However, the Ramban says that the mashmois maybe of the Ramban is that it has to be nismayit. It could be. It depends on the reason why they weren't crazy about yayin mevushel. If the yayin mevushel is not muchach, you'll see maybe the Ramban holds not this way. But if you hold it by, like the Rush, the Yayin Mevushel, it's a milsad leishchicha, so maybe it's only milsad leishchicha when you cook it enough that it loses some of the wine. But if you don't lose some of the wine, it's not considered milsad leishchicha. The Ramban actually in Lamed Vav does say that the reason is a milsad leishchicha like the Rush. But either way, that's how the Ramban goes. The reason why That's how mevushal it has to be. L'alacha, how does the Shulchan Aruch pasken? Back to Nuntes. Shulchan Aruch says, that's the second line. Yarin mevushal shalon or shenaga bayagoy, mutter, umi emas ha'inikri mevushal, mishirtiach agave eish. Once you're martiach, exactly like the Rashba says. If you look at the Shach says, mishirtiach agave eish, dahainu sheyismayim mimidosa, yadirisicha. King Kazbar, Rashba Varan. That means that it should be nismayit, that it should go down. What does it mean that means that it should go down? Shulchan Aruch says resicha, and he doesn't say that it has to go down. The Ramban Pashas is being chalik on him. Says Nekros Moshe, when he quotes this Shach, he says the Shach is not coming to be chalik on the Shulchan Aruch. He's coming to explain the Shulchan Aruch. And the Rashba says that it's probably the same shir, so it's probably the same shir, and that's what the Shach means. And that's how we pass in Halach Lamaisa, Ramesha goes, as long as you brought it to resicha, which is Yad Teled this boy, which lechumer we have to be choishes. He says in one tshuva 175. Elsewhere they say 165, but most people go that it's 175. It was the shita of Ramesha that you bring it to 175 degrees Fahrenheit. Then even if it's pasteurization at 175 degrees Fahrenheit, you are fine. You brought it to mevushal, and automatically, if you got it that hot, it's automatically going to lose something through evaporation. Now it happens to be that this whole process of flash pasteurization that they do is enclosed in closed circuit. It's closed environment, and therefore it's not losing anything. Anything which evaporates goes right back inside. But says Rosh Lama Zalman in his Tshuva, he says it doesn't make a difference. It's not a sibo. It's a simen. We just has to be hot enough that it will lose that amount. If it didn't actually lose that amount, that's fine, because it dripped back in. But it doesn't actually have to. So that's how Ramesha goes. What's that? Resicha should be hotter than Yatzalez. Yatzalez is always considered resicha. Once you get to resicha, resicha means that you boiled it. Boiled it is considered Yatzalez boy for all intents and purposes on Shabbos. That's considered resicha. Chayv skila pashtas. Person gets it to Yatzalez boy. That's considered resicha for all intents and purposes. That it happens to be that I heard from the elephant from the OU that he says that the two grape juices that they give hechsher to, kedem and welches, they pasteurize at 210 degrees. Why not 212? That's a good question. But they pasteurize. Not all liquids boil at the same temperature, actually. But it's 210 degrees, so you for sure won't have the issue over here. That's for sure boiling. Either way, not everybody goes like this. There's three reasons why not to be semich on pasteurization. The first one, the telomere of, it's brought down in the Tshuva's Divrei Beis Hillel. He quotes a bunch of different paiskim, and he brings the telomere of, who's the person that gave the hechsher on kedem before it went to OU. And he was choishish that the Ramban is talk of being choilik on the Rashba. And the Ramban says it's got to go down. And flash pasteurization is not going to make it go down. You've got to boil it till it goes down. So he was choishish that we don't go with 175 degrees. What's that? Possibly. Possibly he's arguing the Shach, or he learned that the Shach was arguing the Shulchan Aruch. The Hainu, the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't mean to say just resicha. He means to say, but Lachar, you're right, according to the way that Ramesh is learning, absolutely. Like you're saying, he's arguing the Shach, Lachar. But it's not so pashit. The Rashba himself wasn't so sure if the Ramban was arguing or not. So he learned to know that the Shach is coming to be chaylik. That would be the first reason to be chayshish is for the Ramban. The second reason to be chayshish is even if you pass him like the Rashba, says, what is the, like, is the Mashmash of the Shulchan Aruch, says the Rishlam Azaman in Tshuva, the Rashba says the reason why Yain Mevushal is mutter is because it's Nishtana Taimoy and it's not called regular wine. If you flash pasteurize something, it's not going to be Nishtana Taimoy. And therefore, you're not going to be able to taste the difference. You're not going to be able to taste the difference, and therefore, most people can't taste the difference, and therefore, it's not considered as a Mevushal. He writes down at the bottom of the Tshuva, over here, I think it's Ayin Tes. He says that after he wrote this, he got a letter from a Choshver Rav in America, who wrote to him that when he was a Rav Amachshir, it's on page Ayin Beis, I'm sorry, on the bottom. He says, I got a response from somebody in America, Choshver Rav in America, who told me that when he goes to France and Spain to be a Rav Amachshir for the wine, he says that they never pasteurize because the wine connoisseurs there are able to tell if it's cooked. And therefore, for sure, you could tell, and it does change the taste. He's Mesiachus then, and he says, I asked three other mumchem afterwards. Two of them says that most people can't tell the taste, and one person says that his ikur is by grape juice, and by grape juice, when they pasteurize, basically you can't tell the taste. You can't tell the difference in the taste. Now, this was, Reb Shlomo Zalman was nifter 30 years ago, so this tshuva was written way, a long time ago, many decades ago. Nowadays, they've advanced to the state that there are even many wine connoisseurs and professionals and people that give that rate wine that you can't tell the difference. They can't tell the difference with even flash cooking of it. Even if you bring it to a boil for an instant, very many people can't tell the difference. So that being the case, times of Shem Zalman, certainly you have an issue over here. You have an issue over here. It's not going to help you to cook the wine, or certainly if it's pasteurization, but you're not going to be able to tell the difference, and therefore it's a problem. The third reason is what we saw in Rabbi Yashar. Rabbi Yashar says, once you become Shriach, and this is what they're doing, so then you have the problem. So there's three reasons to be Choshesh, and therefore, La'alach L'maisa, the OU Be'etzim goes with Remoisha. As long as it's pasteurized to 175 degrees, they hold that's considered Mevushel, and that's not a problem. I spoke to the Mashgiach from the Eid HaChareidus, he told me no way. He says, you gotta cook it, and it's gotta go down. It's gotta bring it to Resicha, and it's gotta go down, and the Mashmoy says that has to be Nikar, the amount that it went down. So there's the different Hechsherim Lamaisa are choshesh for different things. Like we said, even though very many things will be pasteurized to a much greater extent. It's pasteurized to 210 degrees. It's basically cooked. But you have to know. What? Why do they do certain things to this? Maybe because grape juice is less sensitive than wine, and therefore they do it to a higher degree, and they're not worried. Various different reasons why maybe they're not choshesh. Also, probably they didn't want to bring it down. I presume Kedem, after it was ready with the Tel Merov that was machmer for it, they didn't want to bring it down a notch afterwards. So therefore they were machmer, they continued to be machmer. I did not clarify that. That's just the Svar Chitzon. Now, even if we go, so that's the Shittas with pasteurization. You have for certainly what to be Semichon. Remarisha goes with this. Rav Yosef goes like this. Certainly you have what to be Semichon with pasteurization. If you have something which is Mevushel, totally terrific. However, even the Machmirim that say that you shouldn't be Semichon pasteurization, there are certain scenarios where they say that it's not a problem. Where is that? So, who asers wine? So we know that Goyim aser wine. There's a basis in Semichon Kufya test. It's brought down over here. The Shuvah is brought down as well. That says that somebody that's Mechal Shabbos for Hesi has a din of a Goy. That the Gemara says in Daf Chul and Daf Hey. However, it's talking about Shechita. Here he says that applies also, says the Rashi B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoni, his Rebbe, that applies also if he touched wine. It's going to answer it. It's going to answer it a bit like a Goy. If he's a Mechal Shabbos for Hesi. The Darkei Moshe brings that down also in Kuf Chav Gimel. The Nekudas HaKesef also quotes in Kuf Chav Dalet. However, the Beis Yosef never writes it in Shulchan Aruch. The Darkei Moshe never writes it in the Ramal. And the Nekudas HaKesef never writes it in the Shach. Says the Chassam Sofer in Zagoras Shulchan Aruch, if nobody's writing it lahalacha, then it's not lahalacha. Don't worry about it. However, the Tshuva and Tshuva in Simen Kuf Chaf over here, he quotes, it's brought down, he says that it is a problem. On the bottom of the Tshuva of Tehillim Saw, the bottom of the Tshuva they bring down, in Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, he wrote that it's not a problem. However, this Tshuva was written 28 years later in Kinir Yitzchayzer, for what he wrote in Shulchan Aruch. And he holds that in Echanami it is a problem. A Mechal Shabbos before Hesia, he goes, the Maisa Beis Yezer brings it down, Takamesha brings it down, that's how he goes, even though it's not Shulchan Aruch. And that is how the place can go. The place is my name to go, that a Mechal Shabbos before Hesia has a din of a Oyved Avodah Zarah, and it's going to ask for the wine. How much is it going to ask for the wine? B'shtiyo, b'hano, what's going to be the story? So L'chori can't be worse than a Goy. And a Goy that's not Oyved Avodah Zarah, that Olam heard yesterday, and that was the thesis, that there's Tosfos brought down that there's a big tzad that a goy who's not Oved Avodah Zarah shouldn't aser wine b'ano. The Shulchan Aruch does not go with that, but the Ramah does, absolutely. Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Aleph, the Ramah brings down Behesed Merubah to be Meiko. We go with this Be'etzem, we go with the Shita of the Kama Rishena that brought down in Tosfos on Daf Nun Zayin that hold that there's goyim that are not Menasech L'Avodah Zarah, don't aser the wine b'ano. The Shulchan Aruch himself passes that way. The Shulchan Aruch passes that way. It's on page Ayin Tes. Siv Kuf Chav Dalet Sivov. Kol Goy She'ein Oyved Elilim Yein Oyaser B'Shtiyo O Mutar Ba'ano. U'Ma'agon B'Yein Shalonu Shavah Liyenim She'aser B'Shtiyo. It says a Goy which is not Oyved Elilim. If you know for sure there's not Oyved Avodah Zarah, then it asers only B'Shtiyo. It doesn't Mutar Ba'ano, and it's Mutar Ba'ano. Who's included in that? So the Taz over here says Kigoyin Yishmeilim. Like the Arabs, Yishmaelim. Now there's a big hack this year. Anybody who's here in Eretz Yisrael about the Shofaris. Shofaris that came from Morocco. I don't know if they saw the hack. I don't know if it was an advertising gimmick or if it was real that they come from the Yishmaelim. So there is a big need in the price game. Did something change since the Rambam wrote that Yishmaelim are not Avdei Avodah Zarah? But they call out something for the Shechita and you're getting the horn from this animal which was shechted. Big hack. The Maaseh Taz says, I'll pay the Rambam, I'll pay the Yishmaelim, I'll pay the Rambam, and that's how most places can go. The Ishmaelim are not considered Evdei Avodah Zarah. Therefore, if they touch, the Arab touches the wine, it's not going to Asar Bano. And you could go put it out for the Goyim in your company, and that even though you're going to have that they're going to work better for you, whatever it is. Or they're going to be Maksiku. It's only Asar B'shtia, it's not Asar Bano, as long as the Yid is not going to drink it. Now, that's only if you know that the guy is not even a desar. But if you have a cleaning lady or cleaning help that is from Sri Lanka or from India, and in these places they are even a desar, and the pashtus is that they are, say the place is manenu, it's only the people that are the pashtus, the regular people that were not even a desar. But the places where it's rampant, then you have to be worried about it. So we handled the Arab that was moving your wine boxes. You said, do you have to throw it in the garbage can? You don't have to throw it into the garbage can because it's not a sabano. However, can you rely on the fact that during Ramadan, he fasts? Absolutely not. It's one of the biggest jokes. Actually, the Arabs that are working by me, and somebody saw them eating during Ramadan, so they called from the street. Another Arab calls from the street and tells them, you can't do that. You can't eat in front of anybody. So they quickly went under their awning. Nobody should see them and continue eating. So they're not fasting, nothing. You can't be sent on that. They're drinking the wine, but it's not a sabano. It's not Asar Ba'ano, and it's only Asar B'shtia. However, when we're talking about somebody that it's Shaykh, a cleaning lady, if your cleaning lady is somebody that's from India, or from somebody that you have to be worried about is Avodah Zarah, then it's also Asar Ba'ano. So it's not just that giving it to her, she's not going to be able to do sponges straight. You have a problem that it's Asar Ba'ano. You're not allowed to give it to her. You could dump it out and bring it to Yesh and get 30 agarot for the bottle, maybe, for recycling, but the wine is Asar Ba'ano. It's only a safek. The question is, if it's rampant in that place and she's from that place, then you don't have the pashtus kula that the Rishonim were talking about. The Rishonim were talking about the standard guy who doesn't live in a place where the Avodah Zarah are, not in the places where it's rampant. Do you have to be worried if you never saw a pulling out? I'm so sorry. If you could... Well, deal with that afterwards. If you have 2 minutes. Be'ez Hashem, we'll try to finish. So that's a goy. The pashas, the goy does not ask about it, only asks b'shtiyah. A mechal Shabbos is not going to be worse than a goy, and therefore, even if it's a problem, it's not going to be asr b'hano. It's only going to be asr b'shtiyah. Now, who's considered mechal Shabbos? Dafka somebody, it's mechal Shabbos b'faresio. What's been mechal Shabbos b'zmanenu? Are they considered mechal Shabbos b'faresio? There's a binyan tzion, that's the Aruch Laner. He wrote already in his days, it's rampant chil Shabbos, and people at the Te'oven, Rachman al-Islam, they sit, make Kiddush, and then afterwards they go to work, and they're Mechal Shabbos, like, they're Malminim, but they just can't do it. So therefore, this is well known from the Chazanish. The Chazanish says that they're all Tinik Shanishbaz, they didn't know about it, and therefore they're Mamish not considered Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. The Chazanish was Nifter over 70 years ago. A lot of the Poiskis Ma'anin would say that even the Chazanish Rimaskim, especially in the explosion of outreach and all types of Kiruv organizations, everybody here in Eretz Yisrael knows about Shabbos. They're not Tinuk Shanishbaz, they don't know anything. Everybody heard about Shabbos, and everybody is considered like L'Teyovin, and they are Mechal Shabbos, can say that they're Tinuk Shanishbaz, but maybe L'Teyovin. L'maisa, the Poiskim are Choshish, that they do have a din of a Mechal Shabbos. However, Dafka is a Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, Dafka in front of 10 people. Now, for this, the Shevet Alevi, and the Minchas Yitzchak, and many other Poiskim are Mekel, even if you don't want to be Mekel by pasteurization, however, for this, we will be Mekel. Because it's not so pushed that Mechal Shabbos are even a problem. It's a Shailan Nirishenim. It's a Rajba, but it's not Potan Halacha Shavan Arach. That, together with the fact that Mechal Shabbos, they're not really Mechal Shabbos. Svek Sveko, different Stodim Lekulo. Therefore, if it's pasteurized and you have a fried person at your house, then Lechara, you did not ask your wine. Should you do Lechatchilo? But certainly you did not ask your wine in such a case. So now, you have somebody, that was our case of the non-religious boys at the Suda. So first of all, if they're already on their way to be Miskar, says of Shlomo Zalman, they're on their way, they're not being, they're bringing the scarf to you, then we're not pushing them away. Certainly, they wouldn't ask for the wine. But even if they're totally fry, you go into this moshav, and they have a wedding, and you want to know, can you drink the wine or you not drink the wine? So, first of all, I heard from Rav Kubra, a fascinating chiddush, that it's pashut. But the halacha is, somebody that's mechal Shabbos for Hesyon is only considered mechal Shabbos for Hesyon if you would be mechal Shabbos also in front of a Adam Choshev. But if you wouldn't be mechal Shabbos in front of Adam Choshev, the Mishnah Berurah says in Shimon Shimpei Hei, in Hilchos Erevin, that it's not considered as Mechal Shabbos, because the Maisi would hold back. He says every Svardi would never be Mechal Shabbos in front of Rav Yosef. You could be, you have some people, but the standard Svardi don't have to be worried about. Not Mechal Shabbos in front of Rav Yosef, and therefore it's not, even though Rav Yosef is not here, it doesn't make a difference. It's the Yisoy, that they wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. That's not considered Mechal Shabbos for Esim. And Mamela wouldn't ask the wine. So if it's Svardim, then you're okay. If it's Ashkenazim, so then if your wine is cooked, for sure you're fine. If it's pasteurized, so then we have the machlekes apreskim, but we have what to rely on, lemaisa. If it's not pasteurized, it's not cooked, and it's totally open, and the goy and the Mechal Shabbos drinks it, then lechor you have an issue. If you pour it yourself, exactly what point? That's really Thursday. Pasha's just the fact that he poured it. It's kechay. That's not. He didn't touch it. It's not going to answer it. However, once he touches it, once he drinks, then it does answer the wine. And when he pours it afterwards, then there's a connection, a nitzuk, which is going to answer everything in the bottle. Now the big question is: are you allowed to let him continue drinking? Can you let, once he drinks it, so then he's answering it. Once he's answering it, so then you can't let him drink it anymore. Certainly, you got to take the bottle off the wine. Shouldn't pour him anymore. So that Ramesha says, first of all, Ramesha says that you don't have to worry about that. Why? Because it's not so pashut. He says also, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. It's only Beis Yosef. Kinyur, it's a minig. It's not mamish la halacha. Therefore, we could be mekel. And once he has it, you don't have to stop him from drinking it. The Chuvas Van Hogan, Ramesha Shtermach, he says something fascinating. He says, what's the whole reason why we answer it everybody asks this, the Chazon Ish, Ramesha, why do we answer it for somebody that's Mechal Shabbos? It's not Shaykh Nisuch, they're Yidin. It's not Shaykh Neseim, they're Yidin. So what's the problem? What are we being answering? Says the Chassam Sofer in that Tshuva, and says the Chazon Ish as well, it's a Knas. We want to stay away from them. We want to stay away from them. If that's the reason you want to stay away from him, so that we could stay away from them, but he can't stay away from himself. So there's no answer. Once he started drinking wine, Nechanami is allowed to continue drinking.